The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mr. President, third city,
read
go.
Read the poll. Read the poll, Jack.
Your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again.
They want me to run.
When the lie detector test determined, that was a lie.
70% of all Americans, including 51% of Democrats, so more than half of Democrats, say they just don't want to see him run again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Still, look, it's likely going to be several months before we see the president hit the trail.
But I know exactly where he will be.
And start to hold official campaign events.
Oh, back in the basement.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. I'm, like, waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled. And then you see, like, the villain's, like, hand reemerge. Out to glip.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, the number is, as always, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You know, this is a very big day. The President of the United States has said that he wants to finish the job. First, he should be able to finish a sentence, and he's not really that good at that. We're rolling some tape now on the Newsmax stream of him yesterday with his wearing his 70s shades and just totally bollocksing up everything. I think he would have been better off than having basically what amounted to a campaign spot today. They should have just played some of his sound cuts about how great he was. You know, he's running. You know, he's running, but they don't show him, you know, falling up the stairs of the stairs at onto Air Force One. They don't show any of that stuff. But you know he's such a great he's such an amazing guy, and you know I'm just looking at the commercial. There's a dog in the commercial. Someone's petting the dog. It's not Roscoe. Roscoe wouldn't be caught dead with him. I guarantee it. And Roscoe will never be sent to a farm either. Let's finish the job. Finish. It's scary. That's scary. You know, AOC is talking about a horror movie. Let's finish the job. It's like, you know, Freddy Krueger's hand coming up from the grave out of the dirt. He's back, or he'll be back, coming to a theater near you, Christmas 2023. He's back. Let's finish the job. The Wall Street Journal said today it sounds like a judge adding years to a prison sentence after you've, assaulted the correctional officer or tried to make an escape from the medium security facility where you were sent originally. Let's finish the job. Oh my God, who wants to finish this job? Anyway, 844-500-4242. So here's Biden's brain just breaking in mid sentence yesterday, and this is when he was wearing those shades at the White House. This is just. You'll hear it. Again, we have finish. We have the word finish in there. Cut 12.
Our education policy should reflect what we've learned. We know that there's so much more to finish the job, and we can do it.
There's so much more. Then there's a congresswoman. And she's apparently a former teacher. Her name is Johanna Hayes. Again, I think she identifies as a woman, Johanna Hayes. But Biden's got a bit of a problem. He has problems with everybody, his name, but he particularly has problems with black people's names, I've noticed. Cut 14.
Thank you for the members of Congress who are here today, including two outstanding educating congresswomen, Jonah, and by the way, Jonah Hayes is, Jonah, where are you? There you are, Jonah, right in front of me. Stand up, Jonah. Jonah happens to be a teacher, happens to be the 2016 National Teacher of the Year.
Jonah. Stand up, Jonah. Her name is Johanna. He misidentified her five times in 11 seconds. But let's finish the job. Let's finish the job. Let's finish it off. Cut 13.
You know, you should stand up for kids. You stand up for our communities, safe communities, and democratic values. That's what it's all about. And all three of you speak so well about why you're doing what you did and why you continue to do it. Look, what the Republican legislature did was shocking, it was undemocratic, and it was without any precedent. But you turned it around very quickly. And
he was talking about the three state reps from Tennessee who led an insurrection in Nashville after the transgender murdered the six Christians, including 3 9-year-olds, at the school, the church school in Nashville. I think it was a month ago today, as a matter of fact, or a month ago tomorrow. And he said, you know, they were leading an insurrection. They brought in bullhorns. No one in the January 6th peaceful protest brought in a bullhorn, did they? I don't think so. Or they didn't bring it into the chambers. These people had the bullhorns in the chambers. And by the way, there was another insurrection yesterday in Montana in the legislature. They took over the legislative chambers, the trans crowd, and they ran amok. And as I told you yesterday, I was on this morning on Fox. I'd agreed to it before Tucker got fired, but I figured I had to do it. I was there at 4:30. And I'm listening, waiting for my cut. It's about the hippies deflating the tires on Beacon Hill in Boston last week on the SUVs. And they're saying, meanwhile, there was a protest in Montana today. A protest! At least they didn't call it a peaceful protest. It was an insurrection. Let's get it straight. It was an insurrection. An insurrection. 844-500-4242. More like, let's finish off the country. I mean, is finish the word? I mean, after these last 2+ years, is finish, let's finish the word you want to use? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. I'm going to play some more of these cuts in the second hour of the show, I think, but I have to play a couple of these cuts from he's delivering remarks on investing in America. Investing is one of those Democrat words that means more welfare and graft for protected classes and Democrat bundlers. It's an investment in the future of the fundamental transformation of America into a third world hellhole. So I did my column with all the sound cuts from the last month, and you know, is based on his announcement today. And then I saw the cut sheet, and I said, I want to hear this one because I think I have to add this to the column for tomorrow. So on today's Biden cuts, Taylor, cut number 9, please.
It's about your self-worth. It's about your sense of who you are. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay, and mean it.
It's about being able to lick your kid.
Lick your kid in the eye and say,
lick your kid in the eye.
So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world.
A lot of talk about licking. takes a licking, keeps on ticking. I don't think he means it like that, though. I think he means tongue-type licking. Have you ever licked your kid in the eye? Have you ever wanted to lick your kid in the eye? Have you ever thought about licking your kid in the eye? No, I know I certainly haven't, and I think I speak for everybody. We got to get back to the charging stations, though, today. Sometimes there's 5,000, sometimes there's 550,000. How many have we got today, Brandon? Cut 20.
Guess who's going to install those 500,000 charging stations? The IBEW.
The IBEW. I knew they built charging stations, but I didn't know they built sarging stations. Sarging stations. Are these non-commissioned charging stations? Do they have any corporal charging stations? Let me hear that one again, Taylor.
Guess who's going to install those 500,000 charging stations? The IBEW.
The IV. Did he call it the IB or IVEW? 844.
IBEW.
Those damn MAGA Republicans, though, they really want to screw things up again. Cut 25.
Guess what my MAGA Republican friends in Congress are up to? The Speaker of the House went to Wall Street last week. Proposed huge cuts in important programs, cut all discretionary spending by 22%.
He wants to cut discretionary spending. Then how are you going to be able to lick your kids in the eyes if they cut discretionary spending?
Programs, cut all discretionary spending by...
You won't even be able to get to the sarging station to charge your car to go to McDonald's so you can get the Wi-Fi. Damn mega Republicans. Let's finish the job. Finish the job. 844-500-4242. 774, you're misunderstanding Biden's words. He did not say investing in America. He said molesting in America. Let's go out and lick the world.
So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world.
Lick the world.
Oh, yeah.
I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here at my condo in Florida, and I'm sleeping better than ever. I'm saying goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping my pillow over while I'm sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels, it's machine washable and dryable. As I say, it's the best pillow I've ever had, but if you don't trust my recommendation, doesn't matter. If you don't love your pillow when you order it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
I'm your nightmare.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Financial Times. Transformational change.
What?
What are you talking about?
What did he say?
Financial Times, transformational change.
Transformational? Okay. Whatever you say, Brandon. Whatever you say. Looking for the premium audio at a better price? Check out Raycon wireless earbuds. You get quality sound and essential smart tech listening features for way less than the other big name tech brands. Get 15% off today at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what was the biggest issue the Murdochs had with Tucker Carlson? Criticism of Big Pharma and Fauci, Ukraine war skepticism, January 6th tapes, deep state topics like the JFK hit, UFOs, anti-establishment guests like Elon Musk, Kanye West, RFK Jr., or the fact that he didn't like Fox management or Rupert's kids?
I don't know. There's nothing that really leaps out at me more than the others. I mean, I think they're all part of it, but I'm going to say Big Pharma, because that was right. That's right in the breadbasket, the money basket of the company.
11% say Big Pharma Fauci, 54% say the January 6th tapes, and 19% say that the fact that he didn't like management or Rupert's kids.
Yeah. There's some stuff in the Washington Post today about some of these quotes. I'd like to see just all of the quotes that that he supposedly said. I mean, some of the stuff it's hard to disagree with what he said. Like here's one. He had candid thoughts about others at Fox News, including executives. Quote, "We devote our lives to building an audience, and they let Chris Wallace and Leland Bleeping Vittert wreck it." Well, did anyone want to dispute that? Where's the fact checker? Is anything wrong with this? He's right. And he must have been right, because aren't they gone now? I know Chris Wallace is gone. I'm pretty sure Leland Vittert is gone, too. And Chris Wallace, by the way, he lasted even less time at CNN than
CNN Plus.
Than CNN Plus or Don Lemon. I guess he's still there, technically, collecting his money. But he's basically his career is over. He's laughing all the way to the bank, as they say. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I'll tell you, growing up, I was told by my teachers that anyone could grow up to be a president, and they are rolling in their graves listening to this guy talk. He can't spell, he can't enunciate words, and he doesn't know the definition between Democrat, which is a party, and Democratic, which is a process. You tell your kids to grow up to be president now, you're insulting them.
Yeah, you're right. When our teachers told us anyone could grow up to be president, they did not mean that somebody who belongs in the assisted living memory wing of a nursing home could become president. But
everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
But that's what we've got now. That's what we've got. Thanks for the call, Richard. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie. I thought you'd find this interesting. I'm in the local 103, the IEW, that he was just saying he's going to get the installation of all of those charging stations.
Right.
I just left the job where there's an independent contractor who's not in the union who's going to bid those charging stations. He's telling, he's from Quincy, and he said, well, I don't want to go too far on the board. They offered me as many as I want. I'm like, oh, no kidding. And then I hear that on the way home. Isn't that interesting, huh?
Are you saying that Joe Biden doesn't really care about us union guys like you and me, Kevin?
Yeah, I think he just can't stop lying. That's what it is. So yeah,
these are facts. Check them out.
Yeah.
Kevin, you ever get it? Whenever he talks about union guys, it took me a long time to figure out why this bugs me so much. It's like he's treating all of us, you know, whatever the union you're in, I'm in AFTRA SAG, or I was, you're in IBW, whatever union you're in, he treats you like you're some kind of beast of burden, like you're a hod carrier, you know? I mean, there's never, it's like he's there, he's the great white father, Buona Joe. He's taking care of us dumb guys in the unions. He's just such a, he is just... And he, of all people, he was never bright on his best day, which is decades ago. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500. 9780 says, just the thought on why Biden is running again. Obviously, his handlers know he'll never make another 4 years. So my opinion is a new running mate president in Gavin Newsom. There's no way they can do that. They would have to dump a black woman, even one as dumb as Kamala Harris, for a white male, even as one as incompetent. And not particularly bright himself, Gavin Newsom. That's not going to happen. I don't know what they're going to do with Kamala Harris, but I think she's in for the long haul. I don't know what happens if he does get forced out at some point. I mean, does she start running like Hubert Humphrey did after LBJ was taken off the board took himself off the board in 1968? I don't know. I mean, she's obviously incapable of being president. I mean, she even fulfilling the sad, diminished duties that Brandon performs on a near daily basis with early lids, so we can get to MeTV. 844-500-4242. 339 says, last night I fell asleep watching Gutfeld, and then around 4:30 your voice woke me up. You look like you just woke up. What do you think? It was 4:30 in the morning. Yes, I did just wake up.
And you were having lunch.
One of the hosts made the comment they would never try deflating tires in Southie. Yeah, I said they did this in a neighborhood where they knew nothing would happen to them. There were other neighborhoods where there could have been problems, but I didn't want to get too parochial. But the host brought it up. That was one of the neighborhoods I was thinking of. Among most other neighborhoods in Boston, I think it would be dangerous, but not Back Bay and maybe even Back Bay, but not Beacon Hill. All right, now it's time for Grace in the News.
Yes, Howie, according to a CBS News YouGov poll, only 22% of Democrats are excited about Biden's 2024 campaign.
Boy, that's down from the NBC poll just a couple of days ago. I thought it was a... Overall, the NBC poll, 26% of the population wanted Biden to run again. And, you know, they keep saying, you know, Trump is terribly unpopular. 35% of the people wanted Trump to run. I mean, so a large, a much smaller group of people want Biden to run than Trump. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, just 22% of Democrats are excited that Biden launched a reelection bid. To be fair, though, excited, I mean, that's really pushing it, you know? I would say that they should ask people, do you accept the fact that Biden's running? Have you come to grips? Have you come to terms with the fact? But I mean,
did they have the option I throw up in my mouth when I think about Biden running for reelection?
Well, I've been thinking about this recently, Howie, and I was having a conversation with a friend, and my friend was talking about one of her friends, and she said, "Oh yeah, her family really loves the Bidens." And I said to her, "Now hold on a second. I need to clarify. Does her family hate Trump? Or do they like Joe Biden?" Because there is a big difference, you know, between hating Donald Trump and therefore voting for Joe Biden versus being excited about Joe Biden being the president again. That to me is like, you need to be studied. We need to have you in a lab somewhere.
What did she say?
And she said, oh, no, they're fans. They like the Biden family. And I was perplexed because I just don't.
Do they like it? As more and more Bidens are named as taking part in the shakedowns of the Red Chinese, the North Koreans, the Russians, Ukrainians, etc. Do they like them more or less? Because we're into double figures now.
We're up to 12, right? A baker's 12. Dozen, as they say.
And yeah. and supposedly they all have LLCs, limited liability corporations. So you have what's Hunter's LLC name? Just crack kid, or does baby Burisma have an LLC of her own or not? We don't know these questions. These are the questions Comer must answer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, for people who missed that, Representative James Comer said that 12 members of the Biden family have their fingerprints maybe all over this influence peddling scheme. I have to say allegedly, just to cover our behinds.
Two hands, you can't. You run out of fingers with two hands.
Well,
there's so many of them getting payoffs.
There wasn't enough time yesterday, really, just because Tucker was dominating the news. But a big story that did run, and I think you mentioned this, is that Hunter is supposedly or potentially hiding. He's trying to avoid being served papers. And so he's hiding and maybe living in the White House, which to me is
because a process server can't get through the security.
Yeah. And that's why he's been
traveling the paper.
That's why he's been traveling with the big guy so much. It's hard to, you know, hand him the paper when he's, you know, going to Ireland and at the Easter egg roll. It becomes a little bit tricky.
Through the security gate at the airport like the rest of us, you know, which when it would be very easy to serve him.
He really is like the poster boy for white privilege. How many people can avoid being served legal papers at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
How many people are trying to pay off their high-priced Ukrainian and Russian hookers and the credit card doesn't go through and the Secret Service arrives in the lobby of your hotel where John Belushi died of a drug overdose on the Sunset Strip, by the way, and tries to straighten it out for you? And your dad's not even the president or the vice president.
It must be nice.
It's a privilege that most people of whatever race don't enjoy.
Yes. No, I would. It's called Biden privilege. Speaking of, Hunter Biden ordered to appear in Arkansas court for paternity case.
Good.
So this, of course, is the paternity case that he's fighting with Lyndon Roberts, the mom of his 4-year-old. Yeah. And a judge has ruled that Hunter Biden must attend all court hearings related to his ongoing paternity case. This is what the judge said. She lashed out at the attorneys on a Zoom call on Monday, complaining that the litigation was taking too long. "I will no longer allow us to excuse clients," the judge said. "Hunter will be required to be present during the next in-person hearing scheduled at 9 a.m. on May 1st. I doubt he will be there.
Your Honor, can I bring my crack pipe?
Howie, you talked about Don Lemon. There's reports out there that he's leaving CNN with a $25 million payout. This is from Page Six. He's also lawyered up for a potential legal battle with his former employer. I'm sorry.
$25 million bucks?
Yeah.
I'm reminded of the immortal words of Bill Veeck, the former owner of, I think, the Pittsburgh Pirates, among other teams. And he said, it's not the high cost of talent that's ruining the game. It's the high cost of mediocrity. Or in Don Lemon's case, the high cost of below mediocrity. $25 million.
Howie, what's the cut we always play? It's an old cut of you on the radio complaining that someone's being bought out for a large sum of money. And you said, "I can't get arrested in this town. Why don't they pay me or something?" I can't remember who it was, but we see this happen a lot. And I'm actually curious, and I can't remember the exact price tag, but when Chris Cuomo left CNN, he still had a lot of money left on his contract. I think it was a lot more than $25 million. So they might just pay out Don Lemon. They might decide, you know what, this isn't worth it.
Well, I think Fox is paying Tucker. The number they always went with was Brian Stelter's old number. But, you know, Humpty Dumpty wasn't much of a reporter, in addition to not exactly having matinee idol looks for the silver screen. But he said $10 million a year. But now they're saying Tucker was being paid $20 million a year, and he had 3 years left on his contract, and they just whacked him. So I think he's looking at walking away with $60 million bucks.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly-style money.
Actually, the Washington Post said today she got $15 million. The conservative treehouse said she got $15 million on the way out.
But I wouldn't turn my nose up at it.
15, 25, 60. Again, I can't get arrested in this town, Grace.
I can't remember who it was about, but I'm going to find out after the break. ABC News to part ways with 538 founder Nate Silver amid the Disney layoffs. So Nate Silver...
I thought he worked for the New York Times.
No, apparently he works for ABC News, which is owned by Disney, and... He gained prominence when he predicted Barack Obama's election in 2008, but he was swept up in Disney's latest round of layoffs affecting thousands of employees. I just don't want him to get forgotten in the shuffle.
Really?
Yeah. I know. You must be disappointed.
I have a Disney arrest story here. Let me see where it is. I have it. Okay. This is from TV station in Florida, Lake Buena Vista. A Disney Hollywood Studios employee was arrested after admitting to recording around 500 upskirt videos of women park guests. 26-year-old Jorge Diaz Vega.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
Met with Orange County deputies after a witness reported seeing him record a guest skirt. 500 videos.
Gross.
I thought they were all into transgender stuff. This guy must have really been an outcast. That a guy going after women. How did he fit in at Disney World?
Well, speaking of these big corporations, Howie, there's actually some good news out there for McDonald's, which surprised me. McDonald's post Q1 sales of nearly $6
billion. You know what it is? It's the Wi-Fi. People having to go there.
People can't get enough. They're loving it. They're loving that Wi-Fi. McDonald's reported higher than expected sales in the first quarter. Global same-store sales rose 12.6% compared to the January-March period last year. That's well above the 8.7% increase that Wall Street had been forecasting. This is from the New York Post. And as long as they don't hire, a woke, controversial person to do a partnership with, they might end up unscathed in all this while all these other companies are going down the tubes.
As a customer, which I guess I'm now a stakeholder, that's the new word for customer, right? As a stakeholder, I would just tell McDonald's management, think how much better you'd do if you could fix those milkshake machines, all of them.
They were trying to fix them at one point. The government was getting involved, which could have actually made the problem worse if we know anything about the government. But I swear.
That is the problem, Grace. I think you put your finger on it.
There was a time where I read a story on your show, Howie, where we talked about the government getting involved in the McFlurry machines. And yet no results. I'm shocked. Build back better. All right, Howie, that's it for me.
All right. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Let's face it, with coffee starting at $5 and our bank accounts somehow always depleting, we are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing but are priced differently solely based on the brand name. So a good duplicate or dupe is crucial for getting the highest quality at the best price. One dupe you definitely shouldn't sleep on: Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's mission is to prove that you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. What are you listening to these days on your rides back and forth from the bayou, Taylor?
This morning I was listening to Chet Baker. Very, very good stuff. Great, great trumpet jazz music, and pretty good voice too. Has an album where he just sings and plays the trumpet, but it sounds so great on my Raycons.
Chet Baker, wow, that's real aficionado stuff. But again, you can get whatever you want.
I'm a hep cat.
Yeah, that's right. In our business, Taylor, it pays to be hep. Got to stay hep. With Raycon, you can get a pair and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of those other more big-name tech brands out there. And Chet Baker sounds just as good on Raycons as on anything else. Raycon knows that in this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect. They offer buy now, pay later options. They offer free domestic shipping and flat fee international shipping. They have over 50,000 five-star reviews. And here are some of their additional features. 3 customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, awareness mode, custom gel tips for the most comfortable ear in-ear fit ever. Crystal clear call quality. They have everything that the higher priced earbuds have for half the price. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. Howie Carr, the epitome of a cordial conversationalist.
Let's stop talking. We're about to bond. That'll make me vomit.
Howie Carr is back.
Taylor, people are very impressed with your Chet Baker references on the with the Raycons. 443. Ooh, Chet Baker. Nice on, Taylor. 603. Tell Taylor I will pray for him and Chet Baker. Wow. That's Bruce.
Pray for me.
Mets. I don't know what the, I don't know what Bruce from the Mets means by that. All right, 844-500-4242. Business Insider is reporting that finally Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon have bonded. They've hired the same lawyer. Brian Friedman is known as the go-to lawyer for multi-million dollar payouts in messy media breakups. He's worked for former TV hosts at ABC, NBC, and CNN, a long list of celebs. And it says Friedman previously worked to help former host Megyn Kelly secure around $30 million from NBC. I said earlier that Conservative Treehouse is reporting she got $15 million. $15 million, $30 million. As Barack Obama said, after a certain point, don't you have too much money? For him, the answer was no, you don't have too much money, as we've seen since then, since he said that. For you and me, there is a point. But for them, nah. It's like, you know, it's like cutting back on your carbon emissions. You and I have to do it, not them. Not them. You and I have to worry about buying beachfront property, not them. Not them. The ocean tides will not overrun, will not flood their pristine mansions and oceanside estates and Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, et cetera, et cetera. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey,
what's up?
How you doing, Harry Carr? Listen, I want to ask you a question. Tucker, right? The contract.
Yes.
I mean, he had a 3-year contract. Newsmax can say, hey, listen, we pay you the 3-year. You cannot be silent. You can talk whatever you want. And pay him and pay a contract. Or any station. You don't have to be Newsmax, but you can pay him the 2 or 3 year left.
I don't know. I mean, it would be great to have him here at Newsmax, but number one, I'm not sure whether he wants to work for a corporation again. I think he wants to be his own boss. I think that's one reason why he was, writing all these emails about the suits at Fox, because he was just tired of dealing with them. And number two, I mean, $20 million is a lot. For Newsmax, it really. I mean, I love being here at Newsmax. I have a good time, and they treat me well. But they don't have $20 million a year. I don't think. I think they would. You know, they would like to hire him, but I just don't see it in the cards. I don't think he's going to be. I think he's going to be like a Joe Rogan type guy or a Ben Shapiro or Matt Walsh. He's going to have his own gig. And you know, he's not going to work anymore inside corporate restraints. You know, it's the same thing with Bongino. I think, you know, Bongino has jettisoned both his he is jettisoning his radio contract with Cumulus Radio, and he's leaving, and he's already left Fox. He'll be okay, and Tucker will be really okay, I think. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.